Okay, so we're here with Matthias Arens, the head coach of the Canadian biathlon team, on the day before the IBU World Cup will take place in Canmore. Very exciting time for the team, and of course for Canmore to host a biathlon World Cup, first time in about 20 years. And Matthias, are you on the line?
Yes.
Very good. So,
hi, Benjamin.
Hi, good morning. Good to speak with you in Canmore. How are things there?
Well, it's a typical Canmore morning, sunny. I look out here to the Rundle Mountain. The trails are in really excellent shape, and it's a brisk morning with minus 15, but everything is ready for the first race tomorrow.
So that's very exciting to have a World Cup at home here, eh?
For sure. It took a long time. The last one was here in 1994. It's actually funny. Yesterday I skied with some German coaches who raced here in 91 and in 94, and the trails were a little different at the time, the venue in general a little bit different.
Sure.
But, of course, the landscape is still the same, and it's definitely, I hope it doesn't take, again, 20 years for the next World Cup year.
Well put. Well, we've seen some World Cups here in the U.S. in Presque Isle, so hopefully, and Canmore, of course, has a legendary reputation in the World Cup for cross country more so, but of course biathlon is of course an easy switch. So so tell us about the course. I mean, obviously for the Canadian team, it's kind of, I guess, a familiar course. And what are you hearing from the other teams?
Well, in general, the word is that everybody is so excited, like all the different nations here visiting, that it is a different venue. They have not raced that, so that's always exciting.
Sure.
But also, they really love the landscape and also the people here. They love Canada. From that perspective, it's a big plus. From a course perspective, I just actually saw an interview with Simon Ada, and he's saying that the 3.3 definitely is selective in the way of you have a good technical downhill and then a long climb back up to the stadium, and also the range approach is not straightforward. So he definitely sees that the 3.3 men's course will be a challenge and definitely up at the World Cup level.
Good.
And in general, of course, our courses here are really variable terrain in the way of more rolling,
mm-hmm.
like the 2.5, the 2K. Well, they have been used before at the Junior World Championships in 2009. And I think there are world class. We have always good snow conditions. It's a dry climate here. I would say it's perfect.
Very good. It sounds like it is. And what's the weather prognosis for the weekend?
It's actually supposed to be mainly sunny. Right now, this morning, it's minus 15 with a high of minus 6 today.
Mm-hmm.
But it's supposed to even warm up to a high of plus 6 by the weekend.
Okay. So it sounds like the conditions should be ideal. And, of course, the sport is a very challenging when there's snow or wind or things like that. So the skiers, the competitors really like it when the conditions are ideal, I'm sure.
Yeah, I think that it will be a fair competition, that even in the higher start numbers, that they will still have a good course.
Sure.
It should not break down, and therefore it should be really good competitions.
So let's talk a little bit about the team. I mean, you've been the coach, I think you were saying before, since 2005 is when you started with the team, and last year was a super year for the team. Nathan Smith winning his first World Cup, and we've seen some really great results. Talk a little bit about how the team's progressed over the years up until this point.
Yeah, for me it's quite exciting because, as you just said, I took over in 2005, I took over the junior national team, and some of those athletes are still racing now and actually just got really successful last season. I'm talking here about Nathan Smith and Brendan Green.
Sure.
Especially, they were juniors at that time. And now, as you know, it takes saying is it takes 10,000 hours to become excellent, and so it's 10 years to become excellent and to be at the top of the World Cup, and it's exciting. I had the opportunity to go with this team, and I think the athletes had the opportunity to go with me, and of course that's exciting times to have those very experienced athletes now in the team. But at the same time, we have a new bunch of younger athletes who just came into the team last year. It's I'm talking about Max Davis, Christian Gao, Julia Ransom, Sarah Baudry. So they made their first World Cup points this year, and that's pretty exciting at that stage, because it's always difficult, that transition from a junior to a senior.
Yes, very true. And it was great to see Julia Ransom's result recently. I think she was 19th. And,
I'm told,
and watching, of course, Max has had some great results as well. And I remember, you know, the whole team seems to have a different mindset. Would you say that the feeling is more believing that it can be done?
Exactly. And you know, we should not forget Jean-Philippe Leguelec, who actually led the way, was the first male on the podium on the World Cup, and I think he instilled the confidence in the team, being a training buddy of Nathan Smith and Brendan Green and all our athletes, that they knew if he can do it, we can do it too. And I think that confidence he gave to the team really is showing now.
Yes, it was a very, very important step for him, and we all remember when he won that World Cup. It was a big day, and of course, everybody looks and says, "Hey, why not me?" So that was a good stepping stone. So coming into this season, obviously last year was a big a big year for the team. Does it kind of put pressure on the team as well to keep up that sort of posture? Or is it also a case of still having confidence to say, you know, we did it last year, let's keep going?
Yeah, I mean, for sure, the expectations are higher with the older athletes when they have achieved top five results before. And of course, their goals for the training season and then for the competitive season is high. And but we also know biathlon is a very tough competitive field. There is, on any given World Cup, there's about 30 athletes who could be on the podium.
Sure.
So it's, I would say, you know, we have done everything in training to be successful. I think we had a good start to the season, actually, with the first World Cup. We had a silver medal with Nathan Smith and Rosanna Crawford in the single mixed relay.
Absolutely.
And so that was a good start, and we continued with other good races, as we talked earlier about the young ones. Max Davis at 10th place.
Sure.
And Östersund, Julia Ransom just recently at 19th place.
Yes.
So momentum is there. Of course, the biggest goal is the World Championships here in early February in Norway.
Yes.
But, of course, the home World Cup is also exciting, because it's the first time, again, that they can show their skills in front of a home crowd and enjoy actually living at home, sleeping at home. The other exciting aspect is that we have another single mixed relay here in Kenmore, and, of course, expectations for that one in particular, I would say, are high.
Yeah, absolutely. The team's done well, and so and I was watching some tweets the other day about how nice it is to be at home, and it makes a difference, of course. Most of them are living out of a suitcase for most of the year, so it's tough, and it's
exactly.
It's nice to welcome the world here and have the home court advantage, as they say.
Exactly, yeah.
So after Canmore, then you're down to the States for the next World Cup, and then what happens after that?
So, yeah, after Presque Isle, it's the World Championships in Norway,
mm-hmm.
in Oslo, and then the final World Cup in Hantymansisk in Russia.
Very good. So the season's winding down, but nice way to have a World Cup, two World Cups here. Both the teams, I'm sure, are happy about that. It would be great to see a podium from, when the U.S. does well or when Canada does well, I'm sure it's good for both teams, eh?
Oh, exactly. I mean, we're definitely good friends with the U.S. team on the trails. We're competitors, but aside that, I mean, we're doing training camps together at times, and for sure, it's nice that for a change, we have World Cups in North America. I think it's very good for both teams. Here in Kenmore for our Canadian team, and Presque Isle for the U.S. team. And hopefully, as I said earlier, you know, it doesn't take, again, so long that we will see World Cups again here in North America.
Absolutely. Well, you know, Matthias, I was saying to talking to some cross-country guys about the biathlon coming and telling them that they had it easy because it's a real tough sport to ski hard and have to shoot. And so we wish you all the best with the team here in Canada at the World Cup and, of course, in the Presque Isle in the U.S. and at the World Championships. And thanks for spending time with us and giving us an inside look at what's happening at Kenmore.
Yeah, thanks, Benjamin, and thanks for the coverage, because that's, of course, something we miss quite often in North America in general by the media when we're racing in Europe. And since we really don't have much TV or non-TV coverage of World Cup events, and so, you know, any exposure we can get to showcase our sport here in North America is really good.
Oh, we're happy to do it. Thanks very much for your time. All the best. Take care.
Okay. Thank you.